As soon as Saturn leaves Pisces, it will meet up with Neptune. These are two outer planets, and which means it's two powerhouses clashing. Now, what is Saturn? Saturn is structure, authority, and discipline. Neptune is ideals, illusions, spirituality, and mass consciousness. Aries is about action, war, individualism, and new beginnings. Putting all three together into a trinity, this combination suggests a collective clash between rigid systems, Saturn, visionary ideals, Neptune, often leading to revolutionary change and shifts in leadership, Aries. It takes Saturn 29 years to go all the way around and travel through all 12 signs. In the last 100 years, Saturn has been in Aries 7 times, each period marking significant historical developments. 1820 to 1822, the fight for independence and identity, crumbling of empires. 1849 to 1852, rising U.S. tension over slavery and states' rights. 78 to 81, political restructuring, rebellion against imperial control. 1908 to 1910, the prelude to World War I. 1938 to 1940, the prelude to World War II. 1967 to 69, and 1968 becomes a landmark year where MLK and RFK were assassinated. And 1996 to 99, the tech boom begins reshaping global power structures. If we tie all these periods together, what does history have to reveal about Saturn and Aries? If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.